If one's endeavors are directed towards the Krishna consciousness, one can surely attain the spiritual platform of a self-realization. There is no such a benefit from engaging oneself in economic development. So whatever endeavor you make to be happy in this material world is causing you to give more and more suffering. Prabhupada gives example. He was giving lecture in Melbourne. He said, previously there were no cars. So it's not that people were not happy. That time also they were traveling. But now they have a cars. They have a journey with a unlimited speed also. But that unlimited speed has caused unlimited deaths also. So you have to have a car means you have to have a road. You may have a very nice car, especially in India, they buy like a, whenever they get money, they go for like a Jaguar. But Indians, sir, roads are not meant for Jaguars. Can they drive that? It's good in the showroom only. So you may have money, you may have a vehicle, but does that give you happiness? You bought it to become happy, but that has caused. There was a suit, lawsuit in Nasik court in India, because that person, he bought a Jaguar, and there were no roads to drive it actually. So he put a suit against the municipal corporation that you don't have a proper roads to for me to drive a car. And even though I'm paying a taxes for that. So for the pleasure, happiness and pride, he brought that car, but that caused him a greater suffering. And that's what Prahlad Maharaj says. This economic development will never give a happiness. It will cause only blunders. Are you agree with this? Yes. I'm hard to hear. Huh? Because what do you know? In the beginning, Prahlad Maharaj says, only intelligent, sufficient intelligent people can understand this. So if you don't understand, then I can't say anything.
Yes.
Yes. So I got a one person who is sufficiently intelligent who can say it. The next verse, he says, Yato yatet kushalaha kshemaya bhavam ashritaha shariram paurusham yavan vipadyate pushkalam. Therefore, while in material existence, bhavam ashritaha, a person fully competent to distinguish wrong from a right must endeavor to achieve the highest goal of life. As long as the body is stout and strong and is not embarrassed by dwindling. Should I read it again? Have you heard it, what he said? Raise your ears. Okay. Therefore, word by word, while in material existence, bhavam ashritaha means living in this material world, a person fully competent to distinguish wrong and right means who has a sada viveka buddhi, who knows what is good for me, what is bad for me. That person should endeavor, or no, not should, he said must endeavor to achieve the highest goal of life. As long as the body is stout, strong, and is not embarrassed by dwindling. Some people they think, now I'm strong, stout, competent enough to make money. So let me endeavor to just make money. And when we'll have sufficient money, like some 4-5 crores in my bank balance, I will go back to India, have a nice home in Vrindavan and settle down there, and I will chant my rounds. Huh? Who has seen that? Shripad Shankaracharya in his Charpad Panjari very nicely has said, Balya sthavat krida sakta Taruna sthavat taruniya sakta Vriddha sthavat chinta magno pare brahmani kopi na lagna. As a child, you are attached to games. Right now, from the womb, they come along with this smartphone. And parents, they feel proud that I have given him, you know, Apple iPad. I have given him that fire. That fire will one day fire you up. You get so engaged, engrossed yourself in that. So that Balla Avastha has gone then. Then what happens? Taruna Avastha Taruni Asakta. At the young, when strong and stout, wants to be handsome to attract some counterpart. And what happens? Arey yaar, zindagi par baat kar liya. That's what at the age of 40, 45. Huh? So that has gone. Both ways, huh? Mothers and fathers, I'm telling, not one way only. Both ways it happens, that's what realization comes. And vriddhavastha chinta magno. When you grow old, then you just think about, oh, I would have not done that, you know. Huh? I have given all the property to my son, now what I should do? He has kicked me out. Chinta magno. Then where is the question of Brahme, pare brahmani lagna? When there is attachment for the Parabrahma, for the Lord, is that going to happen? So he says, Angam galidam balidam mundam dahana vishinam jatam tundam vriddhe vriddhayati grihitva dandam tadapinam achyati asha pindam. Angam galidam, at the old age, what happens? Nice nose like a parrot goes down like a eagle bee, big. Huh? Body gets dwindled. Angam galitam palitam mundam. Nice hairs. They don't know when they leave. Palitam mundam. It's become like a flat, like a cricket ground. Dashana vihinam jatam tundam. When you realize the importance of teeth, you know, at the old age when you don't have a teeth at all, it starts, the skull starts moving, jaws start moving here and there. That's what it says. Dashana vihinam jatam tundam. All 10 directions it moves. Where are you going to remember, Lord? You can't. And when you are going to remember, Lord, then? When you are going to chant this mantra? Is that possible? No. And that's why he says, when you are a strong, stout, and not embraced by the old age, you should start it. When you are, if someone is in love with some girl, what he will offer to her? A stale, pale, rotten flower? Huh? But he will get the choicest flower in the market and he will offer it to her. Because he wanted to show his love. That's the token of his love. Then what love you have for the Lord, how you will show it? By offering this dwindled body, which is useless for even your wife. Forget about the others. For whom, for whose sake, like both sides, for male and female, for whose sake we have spent our whole life. At the old age, they feel embarrassed, you know. So that's why this cosmetic industry is growing like anything. This dye, this soap, this surgery, that surgery, just to make you fresh, ever fresh. But you are not going to live like that. And that's what Prahlad Maharaj says, right now, at the age of 5, you should start. Further he says, and then he gives the whole calculations. See, this was spoken in Krita Yuga. Not this, not this cycle. Somewhere in a, which Manu is that? Shvetavaraha Kalpa, that time it was put. Right now it is Shvetavaraha Kalpa. But in the beginning of the creation, the first Divya Yugas, that time this was spoken. And what Prahlad Maharaj says that time? Pumso varshashatam ayus tad ardham cha jitat manaha nishpalam yad asau ratriyam shete anda prapitasmaha. Generally, the human being, they have a lifespan of 100 years. But he said, what's the use of that 100 years? 50% of that already passed. Will go west. Why? Everybody knows. So 50% of your life is west. Then what you will do with the remaining 50% of that? Prahlad Maharaj also explains about that also. He says, Mugdhasya balya kaishore kridedo yati vimshatihi. Jaraya grasta dehasya yatya kalpasya vimshitaha. As a balya avastha or kaumar or kaishore avastha, you will spend another 20 years of life just in playing. I have seen some people, they are playing till 55. So you are wasting that 20 years in playing. Next 20 years, he says, they are wasted in old age. What to do? How to do? Who will do? With all that questions. So 40 years has gone. Within the remaining 50 years, how much is there? Where it goes? Something goes in a traffic jam. Something goes in a beauty parlor. Sometime goes in a mall, shopping. Very less that we give it for ourselves. We really think of ourselves. And what is that time? I have seen people, because I sit every day here. If darshan is closed, they can wait for 30 minutes. And as soon as darshan is opened, they don't have patience to be there for 5 minutes. I don't know where they can touch. They do it and they just run away. At least that 5 minutes or 10 minutes you are giving, that is, you are giving it for yourself. But you don't desire to give more time for that also. You have other obligations. You have other responsibilities. But the most important thing for your own self, you don't care about. In Marathi they say care. Care means kacha. So one has to be very, very careful about spending the time. Then further he says, Durapurena kamena mohena cha baliyasa shesham gruhesha saktasya pramatasyapayatihi. One whose mind and senses are uncontrolled becomes increasingly attached to family life because of insatiable lusty desires and very strong illusion. In such a madman's life, the remaining years are also wasted, because even during those years, he cannot engage himself in devotional service. In Bombay, I have seen people, even for the kindergarten to take admission, they go early in the morning, like at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, they stand in the line with the forms. So they can get admission for their kids at the age of 2 and a half. Can you imagine? This is what it is said by Prahlad Maharaj, that time, that people will waste their time for that. It is not investing, it is wasting. And who understands this? Sufficient intelligent person. It's not a cup of everyone. No, what a tea of, what they say? Everybody's cup of tea. Only an intelligent person. Further he says, Ko gruheshu puman asaktat atmanam ajitendriha sneyapashe dhrade baddat utsahet vimochitu. Such a person who has got entangled, pashabaddha, who got such a tied up with so many attachments, how is it possible for him to get rid of this much young world? What can be done for that? Then he says, Ko anvartam trishna visrujyet prani bhyopi ispitaha yam krina itya surbhihi preshtes tat taskarah sevako vanika. Honey or money? Money is sweeter than honey. And honey takes your money. That's what happens. This is for the earning person in the home. Question. You may earn like a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, whatever, thousands of dollars per month. How much is that? How much of that really you spend? Be honest to yourself. I know your wife is also here, so you can't. But literally, who earns, how much he can spend of that? Yaar, saal mein do char trousers khareed de, t-shirts khareed de, ho gaya apna. Yahan to dekh le, you don't have a time even you, with you. Wo dhona hai, ye karna hai uske liye. So much of hassle. How much really you spend for yourself? Actually nothing. And that's why he says, money is so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. And therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in the household life? And who is looking at your money? Thieves, professional servants, tax officers, and the great robbers, whom we called as the merchants. The mall, the people or corporates who have malls. They're the big robbers. They snatch everything from your pocket. But we don't realize it. We think that, hey, you know, I have spent $6,000 this month. Rascal, that was stolen from you by that corporate, that mall person. Need to be understood that, because we don't think that. Why? We don't have that sufficient intelligence. Prahlad Maharaj says, it's not me. Huh? Otherwise, after class. Then he further says, Katham priyaya anugambitaya sangasya rahasya ruchiransha mantran suratsu tatsneha sita shishunam kalaksharanam anurakta chittaha. Now he is giving the attachment that we are carrying throughout the life. And what are these attachments? He is explaining very nicely. At the age of 5. That's the glory of Garbhadhan Sanskar. If conceived at a proper time and mother has spent quality time during the pregnancy, then such a child is going to come. Otherwise, Prabhupada says, only cats and dogs. What we are going to have. Then he says, Puman Svaratam Durittadayaha Bhratrun Svasurva Pitrav Chadino Grihan Manotne Rupa Parichandascha Vrittishcha Kulya Pashavrutya Varagan Tyajet Koshat Svikrutam Devehmanaha Karamani Lovat Vitrupta Kamaha Aupasya Jivvam Bahumanyamanaha Katham Virajye Durantamoha. Now, even people, they don't have any responsibility at the old age. Still, they don't want to leave their house. They have tremendous knowledge. Read from this and that. I'm telling it from my own experience. I have seen my father. He is now 65. When he was 35, he got a vairagya. He wanted to leave and go everything. But right now, I'm giving. For last like 20 years, I have given him a free hand. Now you can go and practice your spirituality. Stay in your Guru's ashram and do whatever needful for. But he is not going. And when I realized that, why he is not going, when I read this. Why is not going? How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always please her husband in a solitary place. in bracket, I don't know how many of you really have this saukhya in your life, but this is what Prahlad Maharaj meant, a household life means. So this is what they think, that you will get it in household life. Saukhya. What is that? See, again I am reading it. Just try to find it out if you have that. A wife is always very kind. I am not asking how many have. But it is written here that wife is always kind. Next. Sympathetic. Means has really concern about you. Otherwise, my mother, my father, never, they never does like this. Why yours? Very sympathy. Next. She always pleases her husband. In bracket. Further he says, who could give up such an association of such a dear and affectionate wife? Then next. Small children talk in a broken language, very pleasing to hear, and their affectionate father always think of their sweet words. How could he give up their association? Is that possible? बच्चे की वो तोतली बोल जो है वो सुनने के लिए कान तरसते हैं. That muttering, we really love that. But we don't love when our parents, when they grow old and they are not able to speak, and when they mutter words like that, what we do? And the same thing is happening with your own kid then. That is a fantasy fight. Then how you can give that up? One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially, Prahlad Maharaj is saying in Krita Yuga, a daughter is especially dear to her father. And while living at her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs, there are many decorated items of household furniture, and there are also animals and servants. Animals and servants. Who could give up such a comforts? The attached householders is like a silk worm. What a wonderful example he has given. An attached householder is like a silk worm which waves a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, unable to get out, simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genital and the tongue. One is bound by the material conditions. How can one escape? That's why it's not possible to leave the family attachment and take up a Krishna consciousness. And further, then Prahlad Maharaj said, Kutumba poshaya vyam yujayu na buddhyate vihatam pramattaha sarvatra tapatraya dukhitatma nirvidyate na swakutumba ramaha. One who is too attached cannot understand that he is wasting his valuable life for the maintenance of his family. He also fails to understand that the purpose of human life, a life suitable for realization of the absolute truth, is being imperceptibly spoiled. However, he is very cleverly attentive to seeing that not a single farthing is lost by mismanagement. Thus, although an attached person in the material existence always suffers from threefold miseries, he does not develop distaste for the way of material existence. Like a camel, he chews. What he chews? The thorny bushes. and he feels very satisfied. But ultimately, what he's chewing? His own blood. And this is what happens in the household life if you are too attached to your family. They are sucking your blood and you feel pleasurable. You know, I'm doing this for my son, I'm doing that for my daughter, I'm doing it for others. But what you supposed to do for them, if you don't care about, then you are not a responsible person. In the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, Matana sasyat, pitana sasyat, devona sasyat, gurona sasyat, rajana sasyat, na mochayet, samupetam ratyam. If the person is not responsible to deliver his dependence from the clutches of birth and death, then he is not considered as a mother, as a father, as a guru, as a king. He is not responsible. Even Deva. Deva means the Kula Devata, in which dynasty you are born. That Deva is not considered with that designation. So one has to be very careful. Because taking up a household life is not just for the sense gratification. Not for just enjoying your tongue and genital. But it is a great responsibility. And Prahlad Maharaj says, because if you once get entangled, then it's like a silkworm. You will commit suicide and you will die itself in that cocoon. And whatever you have created, it is not for you. Then further, Prahlad Maharaj says, what happened with those who never think about this knowledge? He says, Yato nakashit kvachakutrachitva dina svamatmanamalam samartha vimochitum kamadrisham vihara krida mrugoyan nigado visaragaha tato vidurat parirtya daitya daiteshu sangam vishayatmakeshu upeta narayanamadi devam samukta sangairashito apavaragaha. My dear friends, O sons of demons, it is certain that no one bereft of knowledge of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead has been able to liberate himself from the material bondage at any time or in any country. Rather, those bereft of knowledge of the Lord are bound by the material laws. They are factually addicted to sense gratification, and their target is women. Indeed, they are actually playthings in the hands of attractive women. Victimized by such a conception of a life, they become surrounded by children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. And thus, they are shackled to the material bondage. Those who are very much addicted to this conception of life are called demons. Who are demons? Who are engaged in all these activities. Not necessary that person should have one horn or long teeth coming out of his mouth, having weird body or shape that is considered as a demon. No. Demon is that person who is too addicted for the sense gratification. And who has become victimized, become a play doll in the hands of their own sense gratification. Those who are very much addicted to this conception of a life are called demons. Therefore, although you are the sons of demons, keep aloof from such a persons and take shelter of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Narayana, the origin of the demigods. Because the ultimate goal for a devotee of Narayana is liberation from the bondage of material existence. And then he says, one can worship the Supreme Personality of a Godhead at any stage of a life, because he is the only one person who can liberate you from this life of a demonic nature. Then, at the end, he says, it's very important. Tushte chatatra kima amalya ananta adde kimtair guner vyatirekad yeswasiddha dharmadaya kima gunena chakangshitena saram jusham charana yoga charana yoga rupa yogata. Nothing is unobtainable for devotees who have satisfied the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes, the original source of everything. The Lord is the reservoir of unlimited spiritual qualities for devotees, therefore, who are transcendental to the modes of material nature. What is the use of following the principles of religion, economic development, sense gratification and liberation, which are automatically obtainable under the influence of the modes of nature? We devotees always glorify the lotus feet of the Lord, and therefore we need not ask for anything in terms of dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Dharmartha kamiti yo atihistrivargaha ikshatrayi niyamado vividhachavarta manne tadedam akhilam nigamasya satyam svatmarpanam swasurut paramasya pumsaha. Religion, economic development and sense gratification, these are described in the Vedas as a trivarga, or a three ways of a salvation. Within these three categories are the education and self-realization. Ritualistic ceremonies performed according to the Vedic injunction, logic, the science of law and order, and the various means of earning one's livelihood. These are the external subject matters of a study in the Vedas, and therefore I consider them material. However, I consider surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu to be transcendental. Dharma svanishkita pumsaha vishvaksena kathasviha na utpadayat yadim ratim shamayevahi kevas. If this dharma, artha, kama and moksha is not helping you to develop love for the Godhead, then it is called as a shrama evahi kevalam. And this is how Prahlad Maharaj ends his teaching or his instructions to this his classmates. So here we can see a pure devotee, he always preaches at any stage of his life. And for that, what is needed to take the advantage of association of pure devotees? Because this knowledge you can obtain in their association only. Otherwise, if you go out, everybody is there to drag in the pool of sense gratification. If you are not here, you will be in some Walmart, somewhere in Costco. If it is not there, somewhere else, maybe spending some happy hours. Where are you going? Is that going to give you a bliss? No. Is that going to give a knowledge which will nurture your soul? No. Then what that will give you which is essential to nurture your soul? That you will get it in the association of devotees. And that's why it is says, especially for the grihasthas, there are only true fruits which are sweeter on this samsara rupi vriksha, in the tree of this family life. One is madhura bhasha or madhura vani, a sweet tongue. Means your melodious behavior. And second thing is association with the sadhus, sadhu sangha. Because in that association, vidyate hridaya granti chidyante sarva samshaya kshiyante chasya karmani drishteva atmanishvare. Because in that association, the knots of attachment will get cut. Vidyate hridaya granti chidyante sarva samshaya, all your doubts will get cleared. And then what happened? Kshiyante chasya karmani. It will destroy all your karmic reaction. And then you will be able to see the Lordship who resides in your heart as a Suruta. Drashta evatmanishvare. And by the mercy of His loving divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, we got such a wonderful chance to come and associate with the devotees, to discuss about the wonderful pastimes of the Lord. So please take the advantage of this opportunity. Please do come and attend these discourses, because they are essential to nurture your soul. If you're really interested, you go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna. If there is any question, any doubt, any comment, you are welcome. I hope, as Prahlad Maharaj in first verse, he has said, this will be understood by sufficient intelligent people, and I hope all you are. So there is no question. Yes.
Can you explain a little bit about the first verse? Bhamara Madhya Prati Dharma Bhagavata Niya Durlava Manusan Janma. Specifically, when you are talking about the Durlava Manusan Janma, Prahlad Maharaj was referring to Manusya, the human form of life, very well. Whereas you are talking to the human, right? So, how is this related to the demons and the human beings? Because human beings and humans are related.
I just elaborated that. Who are the demons? Just not the people who are born in the demon or Daitya dynasty, but the people, even in the human form of a life, who carries the attitude and affinity and attachment for the material sense gratification. They consider that's the goal of life. They are the demons. And especially, he says that Manushya Janma. These teachings are not only given to his friends, they are meant for us. Because we should realize the importance of this human form of a life. I have seen when we were preaching in colleges, people used to think, "Arre, theek hai na yaar, kabutar ban jayenge, din mein 60 baar maza karenge." They don't realize. Let me become a pigeon and have a sex for 60 times a day. They think that's the goal of life. But do you think that's the whole thing that you want? This human form of life is not meant for that. It's meant for something else. And which is very rare. You know? Why say it is very rare? Because there are 84 lakh species of life. How many? 8.4 million. Jalaja Navalakshani, 9 lakhs or 900,000 varieties of aquatics are there. Sthavara Lakshavimshati, the planets, they are like 2 million plants. Plants, trees, shrubs, creepers, everything. They are of 2 million of varieties. Trimshal Lakshani Pashavaha. Trimshal Lakshani means 3 million. Quadrupeds, carnivores, whatever they are. These are animals. They are of 3 million varieties. Krumayo Rudra Sankhyako. Insects. How many? 1100,000 varieties of insects. Dashalakshani Pakshinam, 1 million birds. And then Chatur Lakshani Manavaha, 400,000 human species, amongst them, sabhya and asabhya. Sabhya means who follows scriptures. Asabhya means who never cares for the scripture or the laws are set by the religion. They don't care about. So theist and atheist. So already 60%, 70%, 90%, right now 99% people are atheists. They don't believe in God. So how much are there? 1%. Among these 1%, varieties of religions. Yato mat tato pat. And amongst them, if someone gets the association of devotee, which is 0.9999 something some. And there also, if you don't render devotional service, if you don't realize God exists and we have to serve Him, you don't establish your life, then you have missed the chance. That's why He considers, because only in such a human form of a life, you realize you will be adored with the sufficient intelligence through which you can understand the spiritual knowledge. Otherwise, everything is useless. That's why he says, Durlabha Manushya Janma. Tad api adhruvam arthada. Adhruvam, which is temporary. It's not going to last for many years. What is meant by old age? Few seconds before you die. That is old age. That's the definition scriptures gives. Not that you should have enough of wrinkles on your face. Huh? You should move like anything. That's not the old age. The real old age, when you forget about the Lord. When you are not competent to render service to the Lord. That is old age. And that's why it is said by Prahlad Maharaj. As long as you are strong and not embraced by the old age, which is going to dwindle you, better to take up a Krishna consciousness. And that's why he says, at the age of a 5, look at the kids, they are so energetic, profusely. Huh? Sometimes we say, from where you get this much of energy? If you dovetail that energy for Krishna consciousness, within this lifetime you can go back. Otherwise, punaravijananam, punaravimaranam, punaravijanani, jatharesainam, ye sansare kaludustare kripaya pare pahi murare. Again and again you have to take shelter of different wombs. He says jathare. He never specifically says that in manushya yoni only. Jathare. Many mothers you will have and you will take shelter of their womb. And that's why he prays kripaya pare pahi murare, o murari, please save me and take me back. And that chance, the golden opportunity is available in the human form of life only, not any other. And that's why he says, Durlabham Manusham Deha Arthadam Api Adhruvam. It is meaningful, but still it is a temporary. That's why right now, this is the time to take Krishna consciousness. Is that? Or anything else? Or would you like to add something? So here we stop. Thank you very much for bearing me for last 1 hour and 13 minutes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, everyone.
Hare Krishna.
That was a nice class. Hari Bol, three times for Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol.
Hari Bol.
So much. So we'll be continuing with Prahlad Maharaj's prayers next week and a couple of other weekends before we celebrate Lord Narasimhadev's appearance on the 28th of April. I think Shyam wants to say something before I continue. One moment.
Hi.